the Philippines, and he has also 20 daughter works under him, and that's a great thing. Hallelujah! Lots of outreach. He is also the presbyter for their district, which is like our district superintendent for Alabama. He is for his district there in his area. He is a responsible or overseer of about 150 ministers that are under his mentoring. Just a great work of God that they're doing over there. And I know that he's going to bless us in this service tonight. And he may want Sister Benyez to preach. He may want to. I don't know how they got it planned out. Hallelujah. But we want him to come tonight. Come, Brother Benyez, and preach to us. Amen. Do you want him to preach? Are you going to help him tonight? Hallelujah. Everyone say, God bless Brother Benyez.
Praise the Lord. Shall we clap our hands and give the glory all the praise? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Magnify him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All the glory belongs to you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And God bless you. You may be seated for a while. Really, it's an honor, amen, to be with you all tonight. Amen. Worshiping the Lord. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Amen. And we would like to, give some appreciation, amen, and commendation to praise God, some of our, amen, friends in this church, amen, our brothers in this church, amen. We just met them when we came in here, amen, in your city. Praise God. Thank God for Brother Clip, amen, Collins, who, amen, take time to be with us, amen, the first day when we came in here in Birmingham, and also with Brother Freeman and his family. Amen. We really enjoyed our fellowship. Amen. Last night. Amen. And today. Praise God. Shall we say thank you, Jesus? And I would like to call my wife. Amen. To please come and to say a word of encouragement to each and every one of you. Amen. And we are so blessed. Praise God to be with you all tonight. Amen. And God bless you all.
Everybody shout, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. Amen. He is so powerful. He is so great. He deserves our praise. Hallelujah. God has been good to us, and he has never failed us even one time. It's an honor and privilege to be with all of you tonight. And the same worship you have today in your service is just the same worship we have in our church. Hallelujah. You have a lot of brothers and sisters in the Philippines who love God and who love the Lord. We are so thankful. I've been in the church since I was like 4 years old. I was raised in Sunday school, and I'm blessed with a godly mother. My mother raised me in the faith, and she has been a great example in my life. Thank you for your prayers in our country. 50 years ago, they sent American missionaries to pioneer a work in our cities, and we thank God. We are part, and we are the fruit of their labor. Thank you for your prayers. Your prayer is not in vain. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And like what my wife said, amen, we will be celebrating our year of Jubilee, amen, in the work of God in the Philippines this coming year 2007. Amen. And I would like to extend our gratitude to each and every one of you who are faithfully supporting, amen, our foreign missionary, amen, even to the Philippines. Praise God. Your support, amen, your financial help, they are not in vain. Amen. Every single cent, amen, every single dollar, amen, that you are, amen, giving to the work of the Lord, amen, the result is souls, amen, in God's kingdom. Praise God. So the work of God in the Philippines is growing tremendously, and you've been hearing a lot of reports, good reports, especially for the past few years, amen, the big crusades that we had, amen, in the Philippines. We have it in 50, amen, different cities and towns, amen, simultaneously, amen. And the Lord blessed that Centennial Crusades and hundreds of thousands, amen, of souls received the Holy Ghost for the first time. Amen. So to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we all stand now, amen, for the reading of the Word of God. It's an honor to minister to you all tonight. Amen. Though your pastor is not around, but I would like to express, amen, our gratitude to him for allowing us, amen, and for giving me this opportunity to stand behind this pulpit, amen, and to minister to you, praise God, tonight. Amen. And I heard that they are in Europe now. Amen. And I know that you are praying for your pastor and his wife. Amen. And you are such a wonderful people of God. Praise God. Shall we say praise the Lord? In the book of Joshua, chapter number 11. Joshua, chapter number 11 and verse number 23. Then after that, amen, turn your book in chapter 13, verse number 1. Joshua 11:23 says, "So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord had said to Moses." And the Bible said, "And Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war." In chapter 13 and verse number 1, Bible said, "Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, 'You are old and advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed.'" The Lord said to Joshua, "Amen, you are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed." May the Lord bless, amen, the reading of His Word tonight. Amen. And shall we bow our head and shall we all pray together. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, once again we come unto Your mighty throne of grace. Thank You so much, dear God, for the spirit of praise and worship that's upon this place tonight. Hallelujah. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. And Jesus, we are now about to receive, Lord, Your Word. Hallelujah. And it's my prayer, God, tonight that You will touch every heart and meet every need, Lord. Minister to each and every one of us for Your glory and for Your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just want, amen, to encourage somebody tonight. Amen. To keep going on. Amen. I would like to speak to somebody tonight, amen, that he or you need, amen, he or she or each and every one of you, amen, needs to keep going on. Hallelujah. Shall we praise the Lord once again? Hallelujah. And you may be seated. There was a song, or there's a song that we always sing when the battle gets tough. When the going gets rough, I'm gonna keep on going on. Hallelujah. One of the greatest lessons that we could learn in the life of Joshua, amen, is we need to obey God at all cost. I said we need to obey God at all cost. I read in your, amen, it serves as your what we call the promotion out there, amen, in your church, amen, that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we need to obey God at all times. We have lots of sacrifices, amen, but we need to obey God, amen, every day of our lives. The book of Joshua, amen, in the Old Testament, is actually the counterpart of the book of Ephesians in the New Testament. Because it pictures, amen, victory in the Christian life through the principle of faith and trust. Amen. If you're going to read and to study the life and book of Joshua, one is immediately faced with the dilemma of Joshua himself and the book and his life. Because, amen, the book of Joshua, it is a book full of battle. It is a book full of strife, amen, and conflict. As picture, as a true picture of a Christian life. You know what? A new believer, amen, and even the old ones is often surprised to find out that his spiritual struggles not only continue, but actually increases in his new life in Christ. Some mistakenly assume, amen, that once they become a children of God, their struggles are already over. Amen. Many Christians begin in their walk with God enthusiastically. But as the, amen, pressures mount and the battle gets tough and the going gets rough, they lose heart and they give up and they totally abandon the race. Shall we say amen? Amen. So it is absolutely essential to each and every one of us to understand that being a Christian was never intended to be a cessation of conflict. For without battles, there are no victors. Without battles, there are no heroes. Without wars, there are no victors. Without struggles, there are no conquerors. Hallelujah! The Christian life is a battle, but it is not our battle. Amen. For the word of God said, the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. So we need to keep going on. There are many stories in the Bible that shows that life on earth is a test. Amen. Life on earth is a test. Amen. God continually tests people's character, faith, obedience, even their love and integrity and loyalty. You know what? Some failed God's testings and others passed the test. Amen. Just try to read it again in the book of Hebrews chapter number 11. Amen. The Bible tells us all about the heroes of faith. Amen. And I'm here to tell you tonight that character is both developed and revealed by testings. I said by testings. You're always being tested. Amen. God constantly watches our response. Amen. To people. Our response to problems. Amen. Our response to success. Conflicts, illness, disappointments, and even the weather itself. Hallelujah! The book of Hebrews said, who through faith, amen, these heroes of faith, amen, they subdued kingdoms, wrote righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, walked valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And the Bible said, and others, amen, had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yeah, amen. The writer said, moreover, of bands and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sown asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. What the Bible is telling us is this. Life is full of testings. Hallelujah. Just keep going on. In the midst of testings, keep going on. In the midst of trials, keep going on. In the midst of a bad situation, keep going on. In the midst, amen, of an impending trouble, keep going on. Even in the midst of sickness, keep going on. Come on, love the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? We don't know all the tests that God will give us this year. Amen. The remaining month of this year. Some will be tested by major changes. Others will be tested by delayed promises, impossible problems, unanswered prayers, undeserved criticisms, unfulfilled expectations. But I'm here to tell you tonight, but in the midst of all of this, just remember the words of the great Apostle Paul. And we know that all things work together for good to them who loves the Lord. Come on, praise Him, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a principle at work among plants and animals that biologists recognize. Amen. This natural wonder is called the adversity principle. Hallelujah. Habitual well-being is not advantageous to a species or to a plant or animal. This was the general observation of many biologists. Amen. An existence without challenges takes its toll, amen, or on virtually every living thing. This may explain, amen, the astonishing results of a recent survey where 87% of the people surveyed said a painful event such as death, illness, bankruptcy, and other tragedies of life caused them, amen, to find a more positive meaning in life. Are you still there? Are you still there? The word of the Lord said, hallelujah, in this world you shall have tribulations, but be of a good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Come on, praise Him, somebody. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul acknowledged this adversity principle when he said to the Corinthians believers, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, he said, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. And like a word of conclusion, the great apostle said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise Him tonight. Amen. With all your heart. Amen. Keep going on, brother. Amen. In spite of your infirmities, keep going on, my friend. In spite of your calamities, keep going on, my brother. In spite of your need. Hallelujah. Somebody said that avoiding the struggle and retreating reveals our reluctance to rely on God's power. Are we relying on God's power tonight? Amen. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Come on, one more time. Shall we praise him? Shall we love him? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. God bless you all. You may be seated for a while. One of the great lessons to be learned in the life and book of Joshua, you know what? It deals with a far more subtle kind of enemy that we have seen to date. Amen. I said a far more subtle kind of enemy that we have seen to date. It is no longer the Amalekites, nor the Gibeonites, but the children of Israel themselves, who are their own worst, greatest enemy. I would like to repeat that it's no longer the Amalekites, not even the Gibeonites, but the children of Israel themselves, amen, who are their own worst enemy. The Bible tells us that when they reached Canaan and conquered some portion of the land, amen, they started to divide it among themselves. But the problem arose. The Bible said their inheritance was too small for each tribe, and they were offered a second mountain on which to expand. But you know what? A greater problem was identified for the land that they will try to divide as an additional inheritance among themselves was, amen, possessed, amen, by giants, and they had to fight for it before they could claim it and be their inheritance. There are times, and oftentimes it's so easy for us to pray for God's blessing. If our table and our, amen, cooler, refrigerator are full of foods and stocks. Hallelujah! But you know what? There are times, amen, that God's blessings require some kind of war. God's blessings, amen, before you will claim it, amen, require some kind of fighting, amen, and overcoming the enemy. And I'm here to tell you, church, amen, for this battle is not against flesh and blood. Paul said, hallelujah, our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But, amen, I'm here to tell you, don't be afraid. Just keep going on. Amen, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. The Lord is on our side. For the battle is not ours, but God's. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. But you know what? A far more greater problem came out according to the scripture. Because they would fight no more. That's another problem. It's not the giants. Amen. But themselves. Amen, because they would fight no more. They were weary of the battle, and they had enough, amen, and they would go no farther, and that's the real problem. The real problem is not the Amalekites, not the Gibeonites, not the giants in the land, not even the enemy itself, but their real problem was they were weary of the battle and they would fight no more. Every Christian comes to this point in life. Often we grow weary, not of the battle, but in the battle. The physical and spiritual and even emotional elements of a person are interrelated, and it's extremely easy to give up the fight. That's the reason why Paul admonishes us, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And listen to me, hallelujah. One of the most subtle enemies in the Christian life is indolence. Indolence is the tendency to give up the fight. It is within us all. Hallelujah. How easy it is to throw in the towel, so to speak, in the midst of battle. Hello, somebody. Someone has said that the difference between an amateur and a professional is about 5 minutes more. Are you an amateur or a professional? Are you willing to give that extra 5 minutes more? Are you hearing me now? Are you willing to give that 5 extra minutes more? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. Keep going on. Give that 5 minutes extra more to worship God, to pray through. Amen. To worship the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Are you determined to strain your muscles, spiritual muscles, until they cry out for relief, to keep on trying when you want to quit? I read an article, amen, and the writer said, I will never consider defeat, and I will remove from my vocabulary such words and phrases as quit, cannot, unable, impossible, out of the question, improbable, failure, unworkable, hopeless, and retreat. And he said, for they are words of fools. Hello, somebody. And he said, I will avoid despair. But if this disease of the mind should infect me, then I will work on in despair. I will toil and I will endure. I will ignore the obstacles at my feet and keep mine eyes on the goals above my head. For I know that where dry deserts ends, green grass grows. Oh, I remember the words of Job, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Though he slay me, Job declares, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And he keeps on writing this article and said, I will forget the happenings of the day that is gone, whether they were good or bad, and greet the new sun with confidence that this will be the best day of the rest of my life. And I'm here to tell you, church, this is the day that the Lord has made. So you better rejoice and be glad in it and keep going on. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. Praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you don't accomplish all you wanted to do today, if you're discouraged and you feel let down by others, just pick up yourself up, dash yourself up, and start all over again. And don't give up the fight, but keep going on. There's still enough land to possess. There's still hundreds and thousands and millions of souls to be saved, to be added into God's kingdom. Victories to be won. Blessings to claim to. Growth to experience. And revival to enjoy. The Lord is not finished with you yet. The God of heaven is not finished with us yet. Come on, praise Him. Praise Him. So what I'm telling you tonight is this. Keep dreaming on. Keep praying. Keep preaching the word of God. Keep singing. Keep serving. And just keep praising Him. Glory. Woo. Shall we say, woo? Hallelujah. One more time, shall we clap our hands and give God all the glory and praise. In Joshua chapter number 17, Bible tells us about an instance that the children of Israel had focused their eyes on the problem and not on the problem solver. Because in that same chapter, the children of Israel recognizes, amen, the ability, amen, the weapons of their enemies. Amen. The Bible said that they saw their enemies with their chariots of iron. But you know what? Joshua said in verse number 17, "Thou art a great people and hast a great power. We are serving a great and mighty God." Hallelujah. Yes, our enemies, they have their chariots of, amen, iron. But our Bible said, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runs unto it, and they are saved. Church, listen to me now. We are serving a great big God. Hallelujah. Yes, we have a weapon, and the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Blessed be the name of Jesus. So don't focus your eyes on your problems, not even to your bad situation. Say amen. But instead of magnifying your problem, instead of magnifying your need or your bad situation, amen, start to magnify the Lord. The psalmist said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Maybe there's somebody in this place tonight that says, "Oh, hey, preacher, you don't know how big it is, my need and situation. I'm not here, amen, to magnify your situation. I'm not here, amen, to magnify your problem." But listen to me. If you enjoy poverty and self-pity is your favorite subject in this life, and you're always magnifying your pain and failures, and you don't believe in revival, amen, and growth, you need some kind of a mind and heart transplant tonight. And only God can do this for you, my friend. You need to change now your mentality. You need to change now your false theology. God can bless you tonight. He is able to perform a miracle for you tonight. Not because of what you've done, and not because of who you are, but because of what he has done, and because of who he is. If you're obeying God at all cost and doing and giving all your best for his glory, there's no devil in hell that could stop God in blessing you. And listen to me, the easiest work for God to do in your life is to bless you. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Just keep going on. Just keep going on. Are you hearing me now? Just keep going on. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. Praise him now. Magnify him now. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I remember when Peter walked on the water. And I'm almost done. Would you please stand? Hallelujah. I still remember, amen, the story in the Bible. When Peter walked on the water, and the Bible said that he was safe as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. Looking onto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. But you know what the Bible said? But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Church, the tendency to give up comes when we begin to remove our eyes
away from our master. I would like to repeat that. The tendency to give up the fight, amen, always comes when you start to remove your eyes away from our master and begin to look upon the wind. So regardless of the magnitude of the problem you have, at all costs, we must never give up the fight, but keep going on. Hallelujah. There was a story of two maestros who attended a concert to hear a promising young soprano. After the concert, one of the two maestros commented on the purity of her voice. But you know what? The other responded and said, "Yes," he said, "but she'll sing better once her heart is broken." You know what, saints of the living God? There are times, amen, when God allows us to endure the pain for the sake of the song. Because in the midst of pain, hallelujah, we pray a much better prayer. In the midst of pain, we worship a much better worship. In the midst of pain, we sing a much anointed song. In the midst of pain, we give a much better offering. And in the midst of pain, we serve a much better service. Shall we love the Lord? Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, saints of the living God. Shall we give Him glory? Shall we give Him praise? Do you have some kind of infirmities tonight? Do you have some kind of bad situation tonight? Do you have some kind of disease? Amen. Or you are in need of deliverance tonight? Hallelujah. This is not time for you to throw in the towel. This is not time for you to give up, but keep going on. When the battle gets tough, when the going gets rough, just keep going on. I like the words of the great apostle when he said, For the which cause, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, he said, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded, Paul said, that He is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. He said, I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, saints of the living God. Amen. You need to be convinced tonight that God, amen, is not somewhere else, but God, amen, is watching us about our reactions in times of trials, in times of calamities, in times of tribulations. God is watching faithfulness. God is watching how you worship Him, how you praise Him, how you give your life to Him. Amen. In spite of your, amen, infirmities. But hear me now. Just keep going on. Hallelujah. Because God will reward you openly. Just don't give up the fight. Hallelujah. Come on, love Him. Praise Him. Come on, somebody. I know Jesus, whom I have believed. He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day.
Lift your hands and love Him tonight. The word of the Lord is in the house. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't stop. Hallelujah. bring you this far to leave you. Hallelujah. Why don't you reach over and pray with somebody there beside you? Amen. Walk across the aisle to somebody. Lay your hand on them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. God's word is in the house tonight. He's telling you to keep on keeping on. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter the problem or the situation. Hallelujah. He's able to take care of it tonight. But you gotta trust him. You gotta praise him. You gotta love him. Hallelujah.